Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And, oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. But right now, what I want to do is I want to turn my attention back to the phones. We got another guest coming on with us. No stranger to this show, John Wall is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. He is also, by the way, a vice president for the RNC, the Republican National Committee for the Southern Region, and he is on the phone right now. John Wall, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you back, and I appreciate it. And then, listen, you and I had a conversation recently, kind of covered the gamut of, wow, this is going to be a crazy season coming up, state politics, but it's really not just Alabama. I mean, we're watching, especially governor's races, getting a lot of notoriety and conservative attention nationwide.
No, look, that's absolutely right. You know, in Alabama, it looks like we're going to have it looks like Tommy Tuberville is probably going to pull that trigger on the governor's race, which is really going to make things interesting, both there with an open governor's race, but then also opening up the U.S. Senate race. And like we were talking about the other night, literally every single constitutional office in the state of Alabama will be an open seat except for state treasurer. Yeah. So quite the dynamic year for primaries here in Alabama. And then, outside of that, you know, you got Vivek Ramaswamy looking at the governor's race in Ohio. You have Senator Blackburn up in Tennessee looking at coming back from the Senate in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of this goes back to the realization of how much, you know, how many of the conservative policies we talk about and how it affects people's lives, how much of this is, it's not just a federal level. These are state issues, and the state has a lot of power and a lot of weight over them. And I think people are starting to realize that and realize the need for conservative leadership at the state level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's also sort of a sense of we feel like we deserve that, too. I mean, you watch what happens when they did everything they could to keep Trump out of office at the national level. And then you realize, wait a minute, he's not the only chief executive in this nation. There's 50 other seats called governors, and they have just as much authority at the state level as a president does at the national level. Why would we not want someone who will come down here and speak for us and walk among us, so to speak, and be out there on the issues, and for that matter, even raise our state profile?
Oh, look, that's exactly right. And I think the whole country kind of took note of that with Ron DeSantis. Whether you're a Ron DeSantis fan or not, it is undeniable the fact that he proved what a conservative governor could do. And that if you have somebody who's willing to stand up and say, no, we're just not going to accept wokeness, we're not going to accept these flawed policies, and we're actually going to stand up and do what's right, not only do you get national attention, not only does the base love you, but you end up winning a swing state by 20 points. That's what people are ready for. The American people are ready for someone who's willing to stand up and fight for them. And if you do it, you won't just pick up Republicans. You'll win with independents and common sense Democrats as well.
No, I think that's exactly right. I do. Let me ask you this. So the vice president of the RNC for the Southern Region. Is that correct?
That's right. So I'm a vice chair of the RNC, and there's four regions. So I have the best of the four regions. I know I'm partial, but the Southern region is the best, and I am proud to have that title. And really, for me, this goes to standing up for the values of the Southern region, which is conservative. It's boldness. It's standing up to protect our children from these woke policies, fighting back against so many things at the national level, and I love that I'm able to kind of represent Alabama in the Southern region with RNC leadership.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. So Alabama, like you just said a moment ago, almost like probably 99% of the constitutional offices, statewide offices, and potentially a U.S. Senate race, all open, not just like up for election, but we're talking like open. There's no incumbent. Is any other state in your region seeing the same thing, or are we unique in that regard?
I mean, there's several states that have a lot of openings, but no, Alabama is definitely unique in that full spectrum. And like I was saying, not even just the constitutional office, but add an open Senate seat to that. Right now, there are no other states, not even in the Southern region. I don't think there's any other states in the country that have the complete lack of incumbency that Alabama is going to have in 2026.
Well, you know what that means, too, is a potential for a sea change in politics. There's going to be a lot of new faces. There's going to be people who have never run for office before suddenly running for a statewide office. And I would imagine at the party, and folks don't even realize, y'all are the gatekeepers. People have to qualify for office, and then they can actually be challenged. And then you guys have dealt with it in recent years where you have to actually hold hearings to decide whether the bylaws would allow that person to run. I bet you're going to see a little bit of that coming up in this madness of a primary we're about to have.
You know, I'm sure we will. And I embrace that. I think we have to do that. The party has not always been as strong on that as we are now. You know, once Democrats saw Republicans take such a stronghold here in 2010, there were a lot of Democrats who just switched parties or chose to run as a Republican instead of running as a Democrat. And that's where these rules kind of grew out of and said, no, hold up. If you've been a Democrat, if you voted as a Democrat, if you've endorsed Democrats, run as a Democrat, or maybe given money to a Democrat candidate, you can't just come in and run as a Republican.
Right? Yeah.
That's not how the system is supposed to work. Republicans are supposed to run as Republicans. Democrats are supposed to run as Democrats. And I think it's incredibly important, like in states like Alabama, to have that and to put these rules into place, especially when we don't have closed primaries. And we have Democrats voting in the Republican primary. It makes it all the more important that we make sure the candidates who run are actually Republicans.
Well, and let me ask you, too, and I, by the way, I'm so glad to hear you say that, but I've also seen that to be the case. Let me ask you before we move on. I'm going to touch on the University of Alabama before we finish our time. But before I get there, though, I want to ask you about something else, because I also feel like whoever comes in as governor next is sitting there poised, I mean, literally potentially poised for success, because Alabama seems to have a lot of things firing on all cylinders. We've got this, you know, Redstone Arsenal growing out with the FBI, potentially Space Command. We've got economic indicators that are strong. We've got, you know, projects down at Austell Boatyards that are doing really cool down in Mobile. The Port of Mobile is expanding. I mean, there's a lot of things that are happening that make Alabama to kind of in a position to poise for success. What are your thoughts on Alabama sort of rising up? And I mentioned earlier the profile of the state.
Oh, look, 100%. And economically, you know, I think we're headed in that direction. We're seeing the growth. And a lot of that is Alabama has a tremendous, and once again, I know I'm biased, but I cannot say enough about the people of Alabama. Common sense, hardworking, moral values, just across the board. And I think that's so important. And industries look for that when they're coming to a state.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's an important part of this. I also think it's nice to have somebody in the White House who likes your state. We've definitely got more than our fair share of Donald Trump here in Alabama. And
yeah.
I think we're going to continue over the next 4 years to be rewarded for that. But on top of that, I think you're right. I think Alabama is poised to take a greater role on the national stage when it comes to conservative politics. And this has been something that's been my heart and a very major target and a priority for me since being elected as state party chairman. I want to raise Alabama's profile. I want to see us, if you think of a state that embodies the values of the Republican Party, it's hard to find a state that's better than Alabama.
Yeah.
And I want to see us grab hold of that. And I'm proud of some of the accomplishments we've had with the state party, you know, bringing the first ever presidential primary debate to Alabama.
Yep.
You know, bringing in Donald Trump twice, you know, bringing in Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, you know, some of these high profile. And I want to continue that trend because at the end of the day, I think you're right. Alabama deserves more credit. I want to help see them get it. And I want to take it, you know, whether it's economically, whether it's, you know, values or policy. I really, we talked about Florida a minute ago. I want to see Alabama taking that charge and being the state that other states follow when it comes to conservative common sense policies.
Yes.
There's no reason we should be passing bills from other states. Let's think them up here. Let's get them enacted here, and let's show the country what real freedom-loving, constitutionally-based government looks like.
Man, I'm loving it. You couldn't see it. It's because it's radio, but I was actually waving my hands in the air while you were saying some of that. Well, listen.
Time.
Yeah, can I get an amen? But Hey, listen, man, let me ask you a couple minutes left here, but you know, big doings is the fact that University of Alabama, even though I'm an Auburn fan, University of Alabama has scored a major coup, and the President of the United States is coming to give a commencement address here very soon. And yet there are people that are pretty frumpy about this. Give me your thoughts on it.
Yeah, you know, this has been something that's been really it highlights the amount of insanity coming out of the left today. Because you're right, this is a great opportunity for the University of Alabama, for the people of Alabama, for our state, and especially for our students. You know, the fact that you have a sitting president, the commander-in-chief, the most powerful man in the world, is coming to your state, to your campus, and you have people who are whining about it and say he shouldn't be coming. I think this is craziness. Whether it would be a Democrat president, Republican president, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, having the sitting president come should not be attacked. Give, yeah. And I'm making a challenge to people. Come, listen. You know, even if you're protesting, listen to the speech. Give them a chance, because in America we believe in open debate and we believe in hearing people.
Yeah.
And this attempt to censor him from coming to a college campus, I think, is shows just how far the Democrats have gone.
Well, I would hope there's not going to be any wavering at all from the university, and I haven't sensed any. I don't know if you have, but I hope they're remaining solidly behind the idea of him being the commencement speaker.
No, I think they definitely are. I've been really proud of them. And this actually, you know, kind of a little bit of a background here. This actually originated with Donald Trump wanted to get out to several campuses for commencement, and he actually chose the University of Alabama.
Oh, wow. Nice.
As one of his three. And so, reached out to the university, and their government affairs team has done an amazing job working with the Trump administration to make this happen and give students that opportunity to have this historic event. This doesn't happen very often.
No.
Very few college students get to have the sitting president give their partake in their commencement ceremonies, and it's a great honor.
Well, it is. It's a great honor for them and for the state as a whole, but well, listen, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, vice president of the RNC for the Southern States, thank you again for what you do. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk soon.
I look forward to it. It's always good to be on the show.
Thanks, man. See you. All right, great interview. Got to take a break. Let's take it right now. I'll come back and start getting some text messages and, yeah, catch up on a little bit of home fries. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.